AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The government says the economy grew at a solid 3.2% between October and December. The economy grew 2.5% for all of 2023, topping the 1.9% growth in 2022. A wildfire burning in the Texas panhandle has grown to the second largest in state history. The largest of the fires, which grew to nearly 800 square miles, jumped into parts of neighboring Oklahoma. President Biden is getting his annual physical today as questions loom about his age heading into the election. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
At 81, he's already the oldest American president and would be 86 at the end of a second term if reelected. After his last physical a year ago, doctors declared him healthy, vigorous, and fit to handle his duties. But many voters worry about the president's age. They hear him cough, watch him walk slowly, and a recent special counsel's report called the president's memory hazy, fuzzy, poor, though he angrily pushed back.
My memory is fine.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden's son Hunter is testifying behind closed doors as part of the impeachment inquiry of the president by House Republicans. Kentucky's James Comer is leading the investigation.
This has been a very difficult investigation. This administration has been very obstructive. They haven't been cooperative. I feel like we're having to battle the Department of Justice and the FBI on a daily basis to get basic information.
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin says Republicans have shown nothing.
Nobody can state on their side what they think Joe Biden did, even as a private citizen, that would constitute some kind of criminal offense.
An FBI informant who had allegations of corruption connected to the Bidens is accused of lying. The FAA is giving Boeing 90 days to come up with a plan to fix quality problems and meet safety standards for building new planes. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are slipping on Wall Street, pulling the market further below the record high it set last week. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The Dow was off 191 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.6%. A day earlier, the Nasdaq came close to beating the record high that it set back in 2021. Boston Beer sank more than 13%. The company that makes Samuel Adams reported slumping sales for its hard seltzer product, Truly. Urban Outfitters fell 12%. The clothing retailer reported weaker sales than investors were expecting. eBay added 7%. The online marketplace turned in better results than analysts had forecast. Treasury yields were relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note slipped to 4.30%. Seth Zutel, New York.
Chrysler is recalling more than 330,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees because of a steering wheel issue. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.